This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What to say when someone denies a conversation ever happened? Exact scripts for the moment memory becomes a battleground. In short, when someone denies a conversation ever happened, the instinct is to argue your case or back down entirely. Neither works. Stay grounded in specifics: date, location, what was said. Use scripts that invite clarity rather than escalate the dispute. Follow up in writing after any significant conversation to protect yourself going forward. Definition: denies a conversation refers to the workplace situation where one person disputes that a spoken exchange, agreement, or instruction ever took place. It creates a credibility conflict that, without the right response, can damage trust, stall decisions, and leave one party professionally exposed. When your memory becomes the problem. You walk into a meeting certain you discussed the deadline last Tuesday. Your colleague looks at you blankly and says, "I don't think we ever talked about that." Your stomach drops. This is one of the most disorienting moments in any difficult conversation. Not because it is rare, but because it attacks something you thought was solid: what happened. You are no longer arguing about a decision. You are arguing about reality itself. I have been in this position more times than I care to count. Early in my career, I responded badly, either pushing too hard and sounding paranoid, or backing down and losing ground I had every right to hold. The turning point came when I stopped trying to win the memory argument and started preparing for it in advance. These scripts will not prove who is right. They will do something more useful: keep the conversation from becoming a war, protect your credibility, and move things forward. How to use these scripts without sounding scripted. Find the situation that matches yours. Weigh the brief context before the script itself, because the words only work if you understand why they work. Then adapt the language to your own voice. If a phrase does not sound like you, change it. The brackets mark every word you should personalize. One rule matters above all others: practice out loud before you use any of these. A script read silently feels smooth. The same script spoken for the first time under pressure feels wooden. Say it in the car, in the kitchen, before the meeting. Your voice needs to know these words before the moment arrives. Six scripts for the moment someone disputes your recollection. Script 1. The initial denial in a one-to-one setting. The situation: a colleague flatly says a conversation you clearly remember did not happen. No witnesses, no written record. Why it works. This response avoids accusation while holding your ground. It names the specific exchange without attacking the other person's honesty, and it opens a path forward rather than a standoff. Standard version: I want to make sure we're working from the same page here. I remember us talking about topic on day or approximate date, near location or during what meeting. My understanding from the conversation was what you believed was agreed. Can you help me understand where our recollections differ? Formal version: I'd like to address a discrepancy in our recollections. I have a clear recollection of a conversation on date in which we discussed topic and I understood specific outcome or agreement. I want to resolve this constructively. Could you walk me through your understanding of where things stand? Watch for. If they continue to deny, do not repeat yourself louder or with more conviction. Move to script 3 or 4. Eamon's note: the phrase "help me understand" is doing heavy lifting here. It signals good faith without signaling weakness. Use it deliberately. Script 2. When the denial happens in front of others. The situation: you reference a prior conversation in a meeting or group setting. Someone denies it in front of colleagues. Why it works. A public denial carries social weight. This script keeps you composed, prevents the group from choosing sides, and buys time without surrendering your position. Standard version: that's worth clarifying. My recollection is that name, and I spoke about topic on approximate date. I may have the details imperfect, but I'd like us to sort this out so we're all working from the same understanding. Can we take 5 minutes after this meeting to compare notes? Formal version: I'd like to flag a discrepancy for the team's awareness. My understanding was that name and I had agreed on specific points during a prior discussion. I don't want this to hold up today's agenda. I propose name and I clarify this directly and come back to the group with a clear position. Watch for. Keep your tone level. Any edge of defensiveness will be read by the group as doubt. Steadiness is credibility here. Eamon's note: getting the conversation out of the room and into a private setting is almost always the right move. Public disputes over memory really produce truth. They produce theatre. Script 3. When you have a written record. The situation. You have a follow-up email, a note, or a message that confirms the conversation took place. The other person is still disputing it. Why it works. This script introduces the evidence without making it feel like an ambush. The framing is collaborative, not prosecutorial. Standard version. I sent a quick follow-up after our conversation on date. I've got it here. It reads, read or show the relevant line. I think that might help us get clear on what we both understood at the time. Formal version. I have a written record that may resolve this. Following our discussion on date, I sent an email / a message summarizing my understanding of what we had agreed. The relevant section states, quote the line directly. I'd welcome your response to that specific point. Watch for, do not present the written record as a gotcha. Present it as a shared resource. If the other person gets defensive, acknowledge that memory works differently for different people and redirect to what you need to agree on going forward. Eamon's note. This is why I have sent follow-up emails after significant conversations for the better part of 40 years. Not because I distrust people, because memory is genuinely fallible, mine included. Script 4. When you have no record and no witnesses. The situation. The conversation was informal, unrecorded, and private. Your word against theirs. Why it works. This script does not try to win the unprovable argument. It acknowledges the impasse and redirects energy toward what can still be resolved. That is the most productive move available. Standard version. It sounds like we remembered this differently, and I don't think we're going to resolve that right now. What I do want to resolve is the practical issue. Can we agree on specific action or decision going forward? So we're both clear from this point. Formal version. We appear to have a genuine difference in recollection, and I recognize that neither of us can resolve that with certainty at this point. What I'd like to focus on is the underlying issue. Name the decision or agreement needed. I'd like to reach a clear, documented agreement from here forward so we're both working from the same understanding. Watch for. Some people will use this as an opportunity to reframe the original conversation in their favor. If that happens, name it directly. I want to be careful that we're not rewriting what was discussed. I'm happy to agree a new position, but I want to be clear that's what we're doing. Eamon's note. There's real strength in saying we cannot resolve this, so let us move forward clearly. It takes more courage than arguing, and it usually works better. Script 5. When the denial feels deliberate. The situation. This is not the first time. There is a pattern of agreements being disputed, instructions being forgotten, or commitments conveniently vanishing. You need to name what is happening without accusing outright. Why it works. It names the pattern rather than just the incident, which signals that you're paying attention. It also opens a direct conversation about how the two of you communicate, which is where the real problem often lies. If you are working through a broader conflict of this kind, the deal method for resolving conflicts that fracture team relationships gives you a structured frame for those harder exchanges. Standard version. I want to raise something that I've noticed across a few conversations now. On example 1 and example 2, we've ended up in a similar place, where we have different recollections of what was agreed. I'm not looking to assign blame, but I think we need to talk about how we communicate so this stops becoming a recurring problem. Formal version. I'd like to raise a concern about a pattern I've observed in our working relationship. On at least 2 or 3 occasions, including specific example, we have found ourselves with conflicting accounts of what was discussed or agreed. I believe this is creating unnecessary friction and risk. I'd like to discuss how we can put clearer communication practices in place going forward. Watch for. Be prepared for the other person to deny the pattern too. Stay anchored to the specific examples. Do not generalize. On these 3 occasions is far stronger than you always do this. Eamon's note. Here is the truth of it. If someone is consistently forgetting agreements that happened to benefit them, that is no longer a memory problem. Name the pattern calmly and clearly. Silence on a repeated pattern only confirms it is safe to continue. Script 6. Following up in writing after the dispute. The situation. The conversation has ended imperfectly. You need to create a record that protects you and confirms any new agreements reached. Why it works. A follow-up message after a memory dispute does 2 things at once. It documents what was just agreed, and it signals to the other person that you are now keeping a record. That alone changes future behavior. You can find related guidance on how unmet needs drive team conflict and what to say to restore synergy when the denial is a symptom of something deeper. Standard version email or message. Hi name, following our conversation today, I wanted to confirm my understanding of where we landed. We agreed that specific outcome 1 and specific outcome 2. Please let me know if I've missed anything or if your understanding is different. I want to make sure we're both clear going forward. Formal version email. Dear name, I'm writing to confirm the key points for our discussion today regarding topic. My understanding is that we agreed. Point 1, point 2, and point 3. If any of these do not reflect your understanding, please let me know at your earliest convenience so we can address any remaining discrepancy. I look forward to moving forward on this basis. Watch for. Keep the tone neutral and the summary factual. This is not a letter of complaint. It is a record. The moment it sounds accusatory, the other person will respond defensively rather than confirmatively. Eamon's note. Send this within 2 hours of the conversation while detail is fresh. A follow-up sent 3 days later is far less useful than one sent the same afternoon. Making these words sound like yours. Read every script and ask yourself one question. Would I actually say this? If the answer is no, change the words until the answer is yes. The structure and intention must stay intact, but the specific phrasing is yours to own. The brackets show you where personalization is essential. A script with specific names, dates, and details is a different instrument entirely from a generic statement. We spoke last Thursday after the budget review is concrete. We spoke at some point recently is forgettable. Concrete detail is what gives these scripts their weight. If you're heading into a conversation where a denial is likely, write out your version in advance. Practice saying the key lines out loud until they feel steady in your mouth. Preparation is not a sign you expect conflict. It is a sign you respect the conversation enough to show up ready. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books They Write Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. The mistakes that undermine you before you start. 4 patterns consistently damage people in these exchanges. Each one is common, and each one is avoidable, escalating immediately to accusations. The moment you say you're lying or you're gaslighting me, the conversation becomes about the accusation rather than the disagreement. Even if you believe it, keep your opening grounded in your own recollection rather than their motives. Retreating too quickly. Saying maybe I'm wrong before you have genuinely considered whether you're wrong is not humility. It is surrender. It also trains the other person that denial is an effective strategy with you. Hold your ground until there is actual reason to question it. Relying on emotion over specifics. I know we talked about this. I distinctly remember it is less credible than we spoke on Tuesday afternoon in the corridor near the main entrance after the team meeting ended. Specifics communicate confidence. Emotion communicates agitation. Skipping the follow-up. This is the most preventable failure of all. A short confirming message after any significant conversation takes 2 minutes and can prevent weeks of dispute. If you're regularly dealing with memory conflicts, the habit of writing things down is your most practical protection. Learning how to start a difficult conversation before it escalates further is equally worth your time, because the best moment to establish clarity is before the dispute begins. For situations where the denial has created a sustained breakdown in working relationships, consider the approaches in how the bridge method rebuilds working relationships after tension and how to handle conflict during meetings, both of which address the longer repair work. When the dispute has made collaboration itself feel impossible, how to use the deal method to diffuse tension between 2 colleagues who refuse to cooperate, and how to de-escalate arguments during meetings offer practical tools for restoring function. Frequently asked questions. What does it mean when someone denies a conversation ever happened? It means the other person either genuinely does not recall the exchange, or they're choosing to dispute it. Both are possible. Your response must protect your credibility and keep the working relationship functional without requiring you to prove your memory is correct. How do you respond when someone denies a conversation at work? Stay calm, state what you remember specifically, and invite clarification rather than accusation. A script like I recall our conversation on date differently. I want to make sure we are working from the same understanding keeps the exchange professional and forward-focused rather than combative. What should you do after someone denies a conversation ever happened? Send a brief follow-up message in writing, something like following our discussion today. I wanted to confirm my understanding of what was agreed creates a paper trail without sounding aggressive. It protects you going forward without making the dispute worse in the moment. Is it gaslighting when someone denies a conversation at work? Not always. Genuine memory differences are common, especially around casual exchanges or high stress periods. It becomes a more serious pattern when the denial is repeated, when it consistently favours the other person, or when it escalates despite documentation. Trust your notes and your follow-up habits. How do you stay calm when someone denies a conversation ever happened? Ground yourself in the specifics you remember: date, location, what was said. Do not defend your memory with emotion. The calmer and more precise you are, the more credible you sound. Prepare your response in advance so you're not improvising under pressure. Should you document conversations to prevent future denials? Yes. A brief follow-up email after any significant spoken agreement is the single most effective protection against memory disputes. It does not need to be formal. Something like just confirming what we discussed this morning takes 30 seconds and creates a record both parties can reference. This much I know for certain: the person who denies a conversation ever happened has more power in that moment than they deserve, but only if you're unprepared. When someone denies a conversation and you have the right words ready, specific, calm, and grounded in what actually occurred, the dynamic shifts. You stop defending your memory and start directing the outcome. That is exactly where you deserve to be. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.